so happy to have everyone in the house of the Lord. Some people don't, maybe don't like when you say, you know, they call them by name or whatever. So I'm saying to everybody, we're happy to have everybody in the house of the Lord today. Amen. And let's give the Lord a hand for all those people who are here today. Praise God. All right. So now we had a little idea of, I had a whole message to share, but I cut it up. Right? Now we saw something about the resurrection. So I want to ask us a question. You have an answer. You're going to help me today, right? Why did Jesus, our Lord, have to be resurrected? We know he died, right? Didn't he have a reason to die? He was buried. Did he have a reason to be buried? Now, why he had to be resurrected from the dead? So you're going to tell me the reason, right? Amen? This is quiet. I want to tell you why this had to be resurrected.
So we can live forevermore.
All right. We can live forevermore. All right. Brother Basil, come and read a portion of scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 3, and let's see if Jesus is alive. Now, you know, if you go to court, you need some, you know, in court something, you have witnesses, right?
Yeah.
At least you need two witnesses. Biblically, you need two or three witnesses, right? Come on. Am I talking to the correct people? How about if you have 500 witnesses? Wouldn't that be
overwhelming?
That would be overwhelming, right?
Praise the Lord. It's a good and great privilege to be here on this resurrected morning to read the holy words of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I could say from my heart, the skit that they did was very good.
Hallelujah.
And the one person that pleased me more is the anchor woman. Praise the Lord. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you receive and to which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preach to you, unless you believe in vain. For I deliver to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture.
Praise the Lord. He died according to the... Come on, he died according to the scripture. So Lord, we ask that you will bless this word to our hearts and help us to realize that our Lord is not dead, but he's alive. And the life today to save, to heal, to deliver, to solve problems, and to supply needs. Things which are impossible with men, they are possible with God. And Lord Jesus, you said all power is given unto me in heaven and upon earth. On heaven and earth. All power, not all power is given to me in heaven and earth. So help us, Lord. We thank you for those who are responsible for the activities, Lord, that we saw and we Lord, or whatever, Lord, we pray that bless those people and bless all of who party. And help them all to do whatever they do unto the Lord. Because one of these days they will have to stand before him and give an account for whatever you have given to them. Lord, bless your word to our heart. In Jesus' name. And all God's people say?
Amen.
All right. Just stand and change their position for a little. Because we've been sitting there for some time. Just stand and let's sing. He lived. Christ Jesus lived today, right? Is he not alive?
Amen.
Anybody stand. Change your position. Thank God. You want to see church like this and overflowing, right? Now by year end, we'll have 100 people. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe we will have 100 people by year end? Like you don't believe. Now why you believe with me? Do you believe by year end we'll have 100 people in this church?
Amen.
And in 2 years then we have our own building?
Amen.
We will. Because the God that we are serving is a big, great, and mighty God. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation too. in part. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. Say it again. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and He talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
Can you have a seat? Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I want everybody to pay attention all at the back. Everybody at the back, I want to pay attention. Because you need to know why did Jesus our Lord, why was Jesus our Lord resurrected? Amen? You need to know that. So we look into John chapter 2, from verse 30. You will open the board, and the answer will be right there, right? John chapter 2, from verse 30. And you look on the screen, rather, and you'll see the reason, some reason, why Jesus had to be resurrected. All right. In John chapter 2, from verse 30, and the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Come on, read. Look on the board there, you can read along with me. And found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and dove and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a small cart, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money. And over to the table, next verse. And said unto them that sold off, take these things hence. Make not my father's house a house of merchandise. And his disciples, remember that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign shewest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Alright? This answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up. Now when he said this temple, we think he was talking about. Alright, look at the next word. Look at the next word. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? Next verse. But he spoke of the temple of his body. Now which other man in the history of the world could say, you kill me, and when you kill me, and be tardy, I can raise up myself from the dead? Which other person in the universe, or which other man in the universe could make such claim? Which man in the universe could say, you kill me, you destroy this temple, you kill me, and treat it, I'm going to raise up myself from the dead. There's only one person could make that claim, that's God. Isn't that so?
Yeah.
Isn't that so?
Yeah.
God is the only person who could make such claim. And so Jesus needed to be resurrected from the dead to prove that he is God. Because only God could say, listen, he had a body, you killed me, and he thought, I don't raise up myself from the dead. Some people confront them maybe with a gun or something, oh boy, don't kill me. Because when they die, that's it. But not Jesus. Jesus said, you killed me, and I'm coming back. I'm going to raise up myself from the dead. Aren't you glad that he's God?
Amen.
His name shall be called Emmanuel, Emmanuel, which means interpreted is what? God with us. Secondly, to prove that he's the Son of God. See, when God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost was in authority, God the Son took on flesh and blood. When he did so, in the Immaculate Conception, he became the Son of what? The Son of Man, right? In other words, he became a human. Look, he was a unique Son of God. So now, what proved him to be the unique Son of God? From God, the Trinity, right? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So look at Romans chapter 1 now, from verse 1 to 4. And let's see. All right. Thank you. Paul, a servant of Christ, Jesus, called to be an apostle, separate unto the gospel of God. Next verse. Which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scripture, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness. By what? The resurrection from the
dead.
The resurrection from the dead proved that Jesus Christ was a unique Son of God. Who raised him from the dead? God raised him from the dead. I said God raised him from the dead. Let me show you how it could be clearly. It will be more clear in New Living Translation. The last verse, right? Yeah. All right. And he was shown to be the Son of God when he was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And he was shown to be the Son of God when he was raised from the dead. You see what? He was shown to be the what? Son of God when he was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is Jesus Christ, our Lord. So, he is proven to be the Son of God because of the resurrection. Amen? He's a unique Son of God. Now, all of us are children of God. We that know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. Do we have a hope of the resurrection of the dead? Yes. Do we have a hope that we're going to also live? Yes. Because he what? Lived? Because he lived, are we not going to live also?
Yes.
Alright, so two. To prove that he was the Son of God. To prove that he's alive. And for 1 Corinthians chapter 15, let me give you a short one, let's go there. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 8. And let's see if Jesus is alive or not. Remember, he died. He died. Then Jesus died on the cross. So now he's being resurrected from the dead to prove that he's God, because only God could cause himself to come back alive. He's proven to be the Son of God because of the resurrection. Thirdly, he's alive. And you have witnesses that can testify that Jesus Christ is alive. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 8. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand.
Next
one. By which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Next verse. For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ what? Died for our sins according to the Scripture. Next verse. And that he was buried, and that he arose again the third day according to the Scripture. Alright, let's look at the next verse now. And he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. Next verse. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep, or some died. 500 is a lot of people. After that, he was seen about 500. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. Then look at the last one. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born of the two seasons. So it was Paul, and last of all, I saw him. Right? I saw him. So there's witnesses to tell us that Jesus is alive. Amen? I could call more than one people from among us in the congregation here. And you could tell me that because of receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, He changed your life.
Amen.
Come on, can you say that?
Amen.
Because of Christ, there's a different that. Now, a dead person don't do things like that. It takes a living Christ to change your life.
Amen.
That is one of the greatest miracles. Salvation is one of the greatest miracles. And thank God, What a wonderful change in my heart has been wrought since Jesus came into my life. Huh? Hallelujah! So we know that he's alive. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. So he has to be resurrected to prove to the people. You have many other prophets maybe, and many other religious people that died. None of them could have claimed, "You killed me." With all due respect to all the, or rather with all the religious leaders they have in the world today. None of them could have said, "You killed me. You get slaughtered me. Kill me. And in 3 days, I'm going to raise myself from here." Any religious leader could have said that? No. Because if they were not God, they didn't have the power. Thank God, this is God, and he could have said that. He's proven to be the Son of God by the resurrection of death, and he's alive today. There were witnesses to say that he's alive today. Amen. Amen? And we are witnesses today that Jesus is alive.
Amen.
Nobody in this world can't convince me that Jesus is not alive. Because the things that he did for me, I know he's alive.
Amen?
Amen? So some people don't know the Lord, you know. They don't really know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
When you really know the Lord and you have an experience with him, it's a different story altogether. Than for somebody just have knowledge about God. A lot of people might have knowledge about God, but they don't really know God. They never experienced God in their life. Amen. But when you experience, so let's say that you were a person who used to do a lot of bad things in life, right? And you come to Christ, and Christ, I say you become perfect, but you come to Christ, and Christ changes your life. And somebody come and tell you, "No, man, Jesus ain't real." Yeah? You say, "What? What are you saying? You know what we're talking? I know what I used to be. I know what I am now because Jesus alive. He changed my life." Maybe you'll be able to say that. Amen? Good. Let's move now. We're going fast. Hallelujah. Jesus our Lord was resurrected in order to complete the plan of salvation. Alright, let's look at Hebrews chapter 10. 1, he rose again from the dead to prove that he's God. Secondly, he rose again from the dead to prove that he's the Son of God. Thirdly, he arose again from the dead to show that he's alive. He showed himself. Said, I think Revelation said, "I was dead, but now I'm alive. And alive forevermore." Amen?
Yeah.
So he proved to people that, listen, I am alive. Then fourthly, Jesus our Lord was resurrected in order to complete the plan of salvation. Hebrews 10, 19-23. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus." Remember in the Old Testament, the priest could have gone one time a year into the holies of holies. And what he had to go with? What he had to go with? He had to go with blood, right? Isn't that so?
Yeah.
Come on, isn't that so?
Yeah.
He had to, the way that he was to enter into the Holy of Holies was through blood.
Yes.
Amen? So now, go back to verse 19, please. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus." So where? Do you know that, to my knowledge, just as they had an earthly tabernacle, they had an altar court, they had a holy place, a holy of holies in heaven, they got the holy of holies also.
Yeah.
Amen? Do you know in heaven they got the holy of holies? So let's see what happened now. Having therefore, brethren, boldness entered into the holiest
by
the blood of Jesus. Yeah, they're not going to the presence of God without blood. And you can't go there with sin, right? Look at the next verse now. "By a new and living way, which he had consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh." Next verse. "And having a high priest over the house of God." Remember, only the high priest could have gone in the Holy of Holies, right? Now we have a better high priest. His name is Jesus, amen? Alright, "let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance and faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." Now we think we have our hearts sprinkled with. You need a little bit of translation. Why do you think sprinkle our hearts? Huh? Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our body washed with pure water. The next verse. Let us go right into the presence. Let us hold tightly without...
All right.
Verse 22, we are now. Let us go into the presence of God with sincere heart, fully trusting Him for our guilty conscience, having been sprinkled with what?
Christ's blood.
With Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I said hallelujah. Yes. Look at verse 23 now. Let's see what verse 1. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we have formed, for God can be trusted to keep His promise. So what do you think happened? Why, you know, one reason why Jesus had to be resurrected? Complete plan of salvation. When the Lord died, remember, He went up back to heaven, and He went into the very holies of holies. Hallelujah! Remember the Old Testament? In the book of Leviticus, every year, two goats were offered up. One thing, the high priest put his hand and lay his hand upon that goat, and all the sin of Israel were visited upon that goat. And the other one, think he lays hand there, put it going to send through it in the wilderness. Right? Blood had to go into the holies of holies. So Christ now, when he was dying as the Lamb of God. He was dying as a substitute for us. So when he shed his blood, thank God for the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So he went up to heaven now, went before the Father, the Holy Spirit, and he said, Father, look, blood. I shed my blood for every single human being. Hallelujah. I shed my blood for what? For who? For every single human. So what the Bible tells us? We can now come what? Boldly to the throne of grace, obtain mercy, and find help in the what? Time of our need. So now because Jesus took His blood into the holies of holies, that is why we can come down to the throne of God and obtain mercy and find help in the time of our need. So the blood is there in heaven. Thank God for the blood. I said, thank God. Jesus had to die because that was the only way he could shake up his blood into heaven. Amen? He took the blood, his own blood, into heaven. We were not redeemed with such corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. You know what the word tells us? Amen? He went and he shed the blood. Go into the hole and say, Father, look. So every time you know we sin and the devil said, look. They're supposed to be judged. They're supposed to be. Jesus said, Lord, I pay for them. Mercy there was grace and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied for me. Amen. There my body and soul found liberty. So when the Father look, he doesn't see us. He sees the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the blood does what? Cover. So the blood is in heaven right now. Jesus' blood is in heaven. Amen? And he ever liveth to make sacrifice. He ever liveth to make what?
Intercession
for us. So the blood of Jesus Christ is in heaven. That would have completed. If Jesus only died on the cross and he was buried, our salvation would have been completed. He had to go to heaven and take the blood, his own blood, into the holies of holies. Say, Father, your work is now completed. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
Now that is why now, remember the Israelite people, every year they have to bring sacrifice. Because the blood of bulls and the blood of goats, it was insufficient to take away sin as it's supposed to, right? Every year they have to repeat it. But when Jesus offered his blood, how? Once and for all. Hallelujah. You don't have to come every year, you don't have to come every month.
Amen.
Once and for all, Jesus pay for our sins. So what the Bible teaches us now. You know in the Old Testament, if you commit a sin, you have to bring some kind of a sacrifice or some kind of thing you have to bring to atone for your sins.
Yeah.
Isn't that so?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Understand what's happening now. But because the blood of Jesus Christ there is in heaven, and when we sin now, that is, I think in the Old Testament, even if you sin unconsciously, you have to bring a sacrifice. You know that? Huh? To my knowledge, even if it's still unconscious, we have to bring a sacrifice. But thank God the blood is there now. So the word of God tells you what? walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, does what? Continually cleanses the mountain. But thank God, we don't, if, imagine if we had to bring sacrifice for our sins. Some of us might be in poverty. Because some sin we committed. There might be so much animal that you would have to bring with. Huh? So much sacrifice we would have to bring. But thank God for the blood of Jesus, amen?
Amen.
As the unconscious sin, when we, the blood of Jesus Christ. And if, because of weakness, Lord touches the little child, minister to him in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, here. If we fall into sin now, if we fall into sin, what the Bible says, if we what? Confess our sins. He's what? Faithful. This is no detergent in the world. Can't wash away your sin. No good works that you do can't wash away your sin. Doesn't matter if you fast and pray, that can't take away your sin. Doesn't matter what good deeds you do, that cannot take away your sins. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for children. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. No! Nothing. Nothing can take away our sins. Only the blood of Jesus. Amen. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. What can wash away my sins? Come on, help me. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of... Oh, precious is that flow. Hallelujah. There's a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel vein, and sinner plunged beneath that flood. Lose all there. If it was the blood, just all of us, we would have been doomed. Doomed to eternity. And the vilest of sinner we can be, like the thief on the cross. Remember him? Huh? And in the last moment, what he said, Father, he said, Lord. We said, Lord, remember me. And you come in. What the Lord said to him? Today thou shalt be with me. Thank God, because of the blood, the violence, the double wrong we have done. The blood of Jesus is sufficient to cleanse us and to make us whole again. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood is precious. And we have the authority to use that blood. When the devil come against you, say, the blood of Jesus prevail against you. When your husband and wife can behave properly, say, I plead the blood against you. Because the devil might be using them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if they follow them, go and lay hands on them. Because the blood of Jesus has power. Amen. The children if we have put chapter in the blood of Jesus. Because there's what? There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood. Come on! Of the Lamb. There is power, wonder working power in the precious blood. And I'm gonna stay. And I'm gonna stay right under the blood. I'm gonna stay right under the blood. I'm gonna stay right under the blood. Oh, where the devil can do me no harm. Praise God for the blood of Jesus, brethren. The Lord went in and he said, listen, shed blood. My blood has been shed here. It doesn't matter what sin you may have committed. No matter what wrong you do. And thank God the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you. If you're wrong, just say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. And the blood does what? I know what the songwriter said, and I say, which is correct. This is all my righteousness. Now, what makes us unrighteous?
Sin.
Come on, what makes us unrighteous? Sin. What makes us unholy? Sin. And what wash away the sin? So when the blood of Jesus wash away our sins, we become righteous again. Amen? We become holy again. And because of them things we try to do, many of us maybe try to be holy. I'm not saying you shouldn't try. Trust God to be as holy as possible. Amen? The word holy actually means be separated, right? Separated from sin.
Yeah.
But not because of that we go into heaven. It's because of the blood of Jesus. When we sin, God's blood cleanses us. And when the Lord looks upon us, he don't see the sin. He sees the blood of Jesus, which is all our righteousness. Amen?
Yeah.
This is all our righteousness. Thank God there's hope for every one of us. No matter how far they went away from God. You come, there's a fountain filled with blood. drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinner plunged beneath that flood, through all his guilty spirit. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God if you fail and you messed up, you can have you can plunge in that in the blood of Jesus and have a new brand start. Amen? I said you can have a new brand start because the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse you from every sin. So that is why Christ had to be resurrected, take the blood up in heaven. If he wasn't, if he did not rise again from the dead, how would the blood reach into heaven? Good. This is how our Lord was resurrected, so that he could be in every believer and with all believers. Do you know when Jesus Christ was here upon earth, he was limited? Now, if he was here, when Jesus was here upon earth, if he was in America, could he have been in, because of his human body, could he have been in Guyana at the same time?
No.
Or Mexico, or US, or Canada, or something. He could have been everywhere at the same time because he was limited by a human body.
Yeah.
But when he arose again from the dead, hallelujah! I said when he arose again from the dead, miraculously and possibly mysteriously, when you accept him as Savior and Lord, what was when you received him, to them give me what?
Power
or the right to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on him, he comes into your heart. So hear what the apostle said. Apostle Paul now. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ here. In every single believer.
Amen.
He could not have been in every single believer, be with every believer when he was here in the body. But because he died, he was and you were resurrected from the dead, he could be in every single believer.
Amen.
So what the Word of God tells us, in Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of all glory. Where's Christ right now? Where's Christ? Oh, you might have failed, and God doesn't matter. Where is Christ? He's inside every single believer. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lived in me. You ask me how I know he lived. He lives within my heart. Every one of you know Christ is your Savior and Lord. Christ is living in you. I said Christ is living in you. No wonder the Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. Because he's inside of you.
Yes.
He can give you the strength to do the impossible.
Yes.
He can give you strength to live a holy life.
Amen.
He can give you strength to read your Bible and pray.
Yeah.
He can give you strength to love your enemy and bless them that curse you and pray for them that despise you.
Amen.
Amen. He can do it because he's risen from the dead. He's not dead, he's alive. Amen. Remember, I think in Matthew 28, he said what? All power is given unto me here in heaven. And in art. So that the same powerful Jesus now is living in every one of us, brother, sister. We that know the Lord Jesus is the Savior. Even if you failed the Lord and you didn't want to turn away from him and you messed up, the Lord said, all right, my blood is available to cleanse you. And here I am. Here I am to help you. Here I am to deliver you. I will never what? What the Lord said? I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, we have the Lord 24/7. Resurrection caused that. Then Jesus had to be resurrected so that believers could have a body like him. There's only one person in the history of the world that ever had a body like Jesus, and was Jesus himself. Amen? When people die, Old Testament people die, New Testament, did they die again? When Lazarus died, didn't he die again? Remember Lazarus? Come on, when he died again, right? But there's one person in the history of the world, when he died, he lived on. Amen? Or rather, when he died, he arose again from the dead, he lives on. So, because Christ had to be raised from the dead, so we can have a body like him. I said so that we can have a body like him.
Amen.
What would be the resurrected body of Jesus Christ and the believers be like? It would be a body possessing continuity and identity with the body of this life, and therefore recognizable. Luke 16:31, Luke 24:36. So somebody say, when I get to heaven, will people know me? Now when Jesus arose from the dead, was he known as Jesus?
Yeah.
So people can know you. Right? But The only thing, if you're 65 or 70 or 80, you're going to be about 43 years. You can tell this question. Aren't you glad about that? Yeah. When he shall appear, we shall be like him. Hallelujah. So this is all about, you might see, I get Trump put in line, you know. Praise the Lord. And you're looking back about 43. Oh, real good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Are you happy about, especially when you're getting more like me? Aren't you glad about that?
Yeah.
No more old age. Try that, brother. You're getting there. No more old age. All right. So this body, secondly, this body, it will be a body that changed into a heavenly body, adapted for the new heaven and new earth. 1 Corinthians 15:51-53. So if you're going to go to heaven, you got to get a heaven suit, right? You know when people go into space, they don't wear space suit.
Yes.
Amen? Because of gravity and whatever. So the Lord said, listen, hi, hold it, hold it. You want to get to heaven? You gotta get your space suit. In other words, you gotta get a different body than the one that you have. No one that works it. Flesh and blood shall not what? Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. You gotta get another body. A body like Jesus. And because Jesus arose again from the dead, we'll have a body like him. Hallelujah. No grave can hold my body. You know that song? No grave can hold. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise, praise God, you're gonna have a body.
Yes.
Like our Lord Jesus. Alright, thirdly, it will be a body that will never die. An imperishable, free from disease, weakness, decay, and death body. 1 Corinthians 15:43. I know right now, with that to many of us, I'm getting a headache or backache, or knee ache or shoulder ache, or some kind of ache, amen? But praise God, say goodbye to that. I said goodbye to that.
Amen.
Because when you get your new body, no more sickness is coming. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! No more sickness, no more sorrow, no more death, no more decay. Then you tell me that I must live for my Lord. If only in this world we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. How much hope did Lazarus, beggar man Lazarus, had in this world? He was a beggar, he was sick. Amen? But thank God when he died, angels came and took him. Hallelujah! And he will have a resurrected body just like our Lord Jesus. So if he was an old man and said, who's you? I'm Lazarus, as Jesus said, by the rich man. I'd rather Jesus said, by the rich man. I'm Lazarus. Yeah, Lazarus will look real good. I'm supposed to look good because I shall be like him. Hallelujah, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. All right. It will not be a natural body like the one we have now, but a supernatural body, not bound by the laws of nature. In John 20:19. Praise the Lord. Maybe I can read this one. It tells us, on the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with doors locked, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be still. Now the door locked. Right? You know what they said here? Huh? On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. In other words, when you get your body, when you get your resurrected body, you're walking through walls. Amen? Walking through, then I get the things coming, the door locked. That's a goodbye lock. You're walking the church. Amen? Amen? So you have a resurrected body, and then this body have the power to break gravity. Remember when Jesus went up to heaven, he met with the resurrected body. Amen? And the body have the power to break gravity. Going to heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will be a body. And some of you might like this. Those of you like eat. All of us who like eat, right? It will be a body capable of eating and drinking. Luke 24:42. Let me read this one for those who like eat. There the disciple gave him, that is Jesus, after his resurrection, a piece of boiled fish. And he took it and ate it. In their presence. So the body have the body that you have, the red body could eat. Amen? Amen. You glad about that?
Yeah.
Amen. The body will be able to eat. Glory to God. Let's come and come down to glory. Hallelujah. Why would it be a body like this? Because God, our Creator, wants us to become all that He intended for us at creation. 1 Corinthians 2:9. So we as believers could come to know God fully, the way he wants us to know him, 1 Corinthians 13:12. And so that is why one of the reasons Jesus had to raise again from the dead was so that he can have a body, and all of us who come to know Jesus can have a body like him. Amen? When he shall appear, we shall be like him. You can think about Jesus' body having sickness or disease. Huh? No. We should be like him. Just one glimpse of him in glory will what? All the toils of life repair. Now, what about the unsaved people? I'm sorry if you're not sorry. When I read about the rest, what about the unsaved? I'm sorry for unsaved people. All those people who don't want to accept Christ and live according to Scripture. And even some people, generally speaking, in churches, who come to church and they really want to serve. I'm sorry for them. Because this is what can happen. You think the unsaved can have a resurrected body too? What do you think? All right, let's see what the Scripture have to say. St. John 5:28-29 tells us, Jesus, our Lord speaking, says, do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in the graves will hear, all who are in the grave will hear his voice and come up. Those who have done good will rise to live with God. And those who have done evil will rise to be condemned to hell. So I believe, and say people, and those people who want to live with the Lord, if you end up in hell, you will have real bodies. And you will live forever in hell, in a place of everlasting torment and everlasting punishment. And if you die and go there, it would have been better if you were not born. I said it would have been better if, some people say, well, they're not dumb. Ask Lazarus. That's the rich man. So that's why it's very important while we're here. You got this body, yes. How long do you think you're going to live? You're going to live forever? Check on the news. One time in the world, check the statistics in relation to death of 86,400. I think it's double now. 172,000, 400 people that die every single day. 172,400 people that die every single day. Now, when you die, don't think that's the end of you. Some people say, I'm a big man. I am a big man. Do what I want to do. So every one of us should give an account of himself to God. Amen. Everything you do, you got to stand before God and give an account for it.
Amen.
That's why the scripture says you, how you're to serve God. Are you to serve God in fear and trembling?
Yes.
Are you to serve God in fear and trembling? Yes. I serve God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, all my heart. You know when I die, that's not the end of me. I can be raised again from the dead. And when I stand before God, it's either go to live with God or go to hell. Amen? And you've got your senses. Did the rich man in hell have his senses?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Could he see? Yeah. Could he hear? Yeah. Could he speak? Could he feel? So don't think that when you're dead, you're gone. No, when you die, you'll have to stand before God. Give him a account of what you've done in your life. So, while we have life, thank God for the blood of Jesus. As I thank God for the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
It's right now available to every one of us. If you're a sinner, the blood of Jesus will cleanse you from every sin. Hallelujah. And if you're a believer and you're messed up, all of us do a time. Just tell Lord, I'm sorry for my sins, Lord. Forgive me and help me. Christ is inside of you. Don't tell me you can't. If you're saying that you can't, you're saying that Jesus doesn't have power, you don't have power. What the scripture says, I can do all things through?
Christ.
With what?
Christ
in you, the hope of, he's inside, he can give you the power to live as you're supposed to live. And don't give up. You try and try and try and trust God. As a matter of fact, stop trying and trust God. Say, God, I'm trusting you. That will become all that you want. Amen? So thank God, because of the resurrection of Christ. Hallelujah. Because Christ was resurrected, he proved that he's God, he's the Son of God. He proved that he's alive. His resurrection completed the plan of God for the plan of salvation for our lives. His resurrection assures us that we can have him in us and with us at all times. And his resurrection assures us that we'll have a body like him. Hallelujah. We'll have a body like him to live in heaven forever and ever. Aren't you glad about that? Aren't you glad about that? Let's pray. Oh, precious Father, help us, we pray in Jesus' name. Brother, help us, we pray in Jesus' name. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other font I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This saves all my hope and stain, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that that makes me white as snow.